From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, September 10th. I'm Jonathan Aull, in for Abby Larico. Washington University was the location of several presidential debates for more than a decade, but they may never return.
But it has nothing to do with St. Louis, but I think it has more to do with just what's happening with debates.
We'll hear opinions on whether Wash U could ever hold another presidential debate coming up on The Gateway. The Missouri Supreme Court will hold oral arguments this morning to determine whether an abortion legalization measure heads to the ballot. A Cole County judge ruled on Friday night that the ballot item known as Amendment 3 can't go before voters because it didn't specify which laws would be repealed if it passed. Amendment 3 backers appealed, and the Supreme Court will hear the case at 8:30. The judges will likely decide the case quickly since there's a 5 p.m. deadline today for anything to be on the November 5th ballot. Amendment 3 would place language in the Missouri Constitution allowing abortion up to fetal viability. Attorneys for the campaign supporting the measure say it would not repeal statutes right away, but potentially invalidate laws after legal challenges. Ahead of that hearing, Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft decertified a proposal to legalize abortion. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explains.
The Missouri Supreme Court is hearing a case on Tuesday morning about whether the measure known as Amendment 3 should go before voters. A Cole County judge ruled on Friday it should not be put on the ballot because it didn't specify which laws would be repealed if passed. Ashcroft sent a letter to Amendment 3 proponents saying that because of the ruling, his office, quote, decertified the petition for the November 5th ballot. Ashcroft declined comment. The campaign manager for a pro-Amendment 3 group dismissed the move, adding that the Missouri Supreme Court, and not Ashcroft, will decide the proposal's fate. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Municipal leaders across Missouri are calling on the state Supreme Court to allow voters to weigh in on the amendment about abortion. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page and St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones joined the mayors of Kansas City and Columbia in the brief before the state Supreme Court. Elected officials say Amendment 3 met all legal requirements and deserves a fair public vote. In other news, the first set of new gates and added security on Metrolink trains went into operation yesterday in East St. Louis. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports more will open in the Metro East over the next couple of weeks.
Metrolink commuters getting on at Emerson Park in East St. Louis had to walk through turnstiles and a security guard checked their ticket. That's a change from the past when riders could largely get on without proving their fare. Some riders think the $52 million in security upgrades across the system aren't worth all the money, like St. Louis resident Jerry Taylor. Taylor says there's already a new sheriff's office at this platform.
All you're going to do is catch people getting on the train, not paying a ticket. Other than that, what is the camera there for? I don't get it. I don't really get it. I just say it's a waste of money. That's it.
Over the next 3 weeks, Metrolink will complete the same projects on other platforms in East St. Louis, Washington Park, and Belleville. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
The St. Louis-based biotech company Immunophotonics is set to represent the region at next month's Startup World Cup finale in San Francisco. The company won regional finals in St. Louis on Monday and will now compete against other companies worldwide for a $1 million investment prize. Steve Payne is a partner at Pegasus Technology Ventures, which manages the global pitch competition. He says the St. Louis region has a robust tech hub compared to some others he's seen.
A lot of the innovation here is real. It's not just a PowerPoint and a good story. Someone just listening to these pitches can't go replicate the same thing because there's more technology behind it.
Payne says the real value in this kind of pitch competition comes from the connection to investors and collaborators throughout the event. A Clay County judge yesterday delayed the trial for a man charged with shooting a teenager who mistakenly knocked on his door. Andrew Lester's lawyers say Lester's mental health has deteriorated and he can no longer aid in his own defense. A judge has ordered a mental health examination of the 85-year-old Lester. His trial was scheduled to begin next month. In court documents, Lester's lawyer says Lester's mental health has declined due to death threats, media attention, and being separated from his wife. Lester's charged with shooting Ralph Jarl, who is black, when the teen knocked on his door by mistake looking for his younger twin brothers. Lester said he fired through the door in self-defense. Monarch butterflies are migrating through the St. Louis region right now, but as St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke reports, so far they've been hard to find.
Senior entomologist Tad Yankoski is closely inspecting the leaves of a milkweed plant at the Sophia M. Sachs Butterfly House in Chesterfield.
Any luck with monarch caterpillars?
Yankoski says they've only seen a handful of butterflies and caterpillars here this year. That's after scientists recorded the second lowest number of monarchs overwintering in Mexico this past winter.
We hope that we will be pleasantly surprised and see an increase in butterflies that make it back to Mexico this year compared to last year. However, from what we've seen, well, I'm not so confident right now.
Habitat loss and climate change are threatening monarchs. I'm Kate Grumke, St. Louis Public Radio.
Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump will debate tonight in Philadelphia. Between 1992 and 2016, Washington University held a number of presidential and vice presidential debates. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum talked to veteran political reporter Joe Manis about the possibility of a debate returning to St. Louis.
Washington University did not end up vying for a debate in 2020, and the Commission on Presidential Debates aren't handling debates this time around. That means they're no longer the political extravaganzas we know and love. I asked former Washington University Chancellor Mark Drighton if he thought Washington University would ever host a debate again. Here's what he said.
I would like to think that Washington University will grow in prominence and be a place which would attract all of the candidates who run for president. I think our students and faculty would be engaged, and the community here in St. Louis has a very keen interest in politics. And I believe that the university should consider hosting another debate in the future. Chancellor Martin was perhaps predicting the pandemic. It would have been extremely difficult to host a presidential debate in the fall of 2020. And I think as time unfolds, perhaps the opportunities will present themselves again.
That is former Washington University Chancellor Mark Drighton speaking with me yesterday. Joe, do you think we'll ever see another presidential debate in St. Louis?
I would be surprised, but it has nothing to do with St. Louis, but I think it has more to do with just what's happening with debates. You know, the circus atmosphere, you know, several hundred people in the audience, all this stuff going on. All of that is gone by the wayside. You know, the debates in this year, the first one with Biden and Trump in June, and now the one that's coming up next week, there's going to be no audience. There's not going to be this circus atmosphere around it. And it's going to be more like the 1960 debate between Nixon and Kennedy, which also had no major audience. And so I think in some ways, part of its cost, because it's so costly to put on the events like what WashU was hosting, which were maybe fun for reporters and interesting for the people involved.
No, but apparently they cost around $7 million.
Right.
So this was expensive. And the other thing, too, is like the candidates don't even need the Commission on Presidential Debates. They're just working with TV networks now, which also kind of changes the dynamics of this entire situation.
Well, that's somewhat like the 80s a little bit. And, you know, the whole thing with Reagan and stuff and how those debates were held. They tried to make him more organized, and you had the commission and all that that really ran things in the 90s and the 2000s. But I'm not sure that that's going to happen anymore.
Yeah.
I really don't.
It'll be interesting. I mean, debates are really important. They may have fallen out of vogue here in Missouri because we haven't had many for like state level races as much as we have. But I'm looking forward to seeing what happens on Tuesday night. It could be a real decisive moment for our country and for the history of presidential debates.
That was St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum speaking with political reporter Joe Manis. You can hear more of their conversation from the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air on our website, stlpr.org. You can also hear the debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump tonight on St. Louis Public Radio. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. We're a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. I'm Jonathan Aull, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.